the laws of divorce. Yesh b'chlolon shtei mitzvos. They contain two biblical commandments. Achas mitzvas say one is a positive commandment. V'hi sheyigarish hamigarish b'sefer. That one who wishes to divorce his wife shall do so with a written document. Shniyah, the second commandment, is mitzvas lo taseh, a negative commandment. V'hi, and it is, shelo yachzik rushaso mishen niseis, that once a divorcee is remarried, she may not return to her former husband, assuming that the second husband either died or divorced her. U'beir shtei mitzvas elu b'prakim elu, and the exposition of these two commandments will follow in the subsequent chapters. Perek Rishon, chapter 1, Aleph. Ein ha'isha mizgareshes ela b'ksav sheyagia lo. A woman cannot be divorced unless it is through a written document that she receives, that reaches her. Uksav zeh hu anikra get. This written document is called a get. And from now on we'll use the term get for this document. V'asara dvarin, there are 10 items, hein ikir hagerishin, that form the basis of the laws of divorce, min ha-Torah, as it is taken from the Torah, ve'elu hein, and these are the 10. 1. Shelo yigarish ha'ish ela b'rtzono. A man should not divorce except willingly. He has to volunteer. He has to want to divorce his wife. It cannot be forced on him against his will. 2. Rishiyigarish b'ksav v'lo b'davar acher. And that he divorces with a written document and not with any other medium. 3. Rishiyihiya inyan haksav. And what does this document contain? The theme of it is shegirsha v'hesira mikinyano, that he divorces her and removes her from his possession. 4. V'sheyihya inyano, and the theme of this get should be davar hakoreis beino lebeino, something which separates between him and her. It has to represent separation between the two of them. 5. V'sheyihya nichtav l'shma, and it should be written for her sake. 6. V'shelo yiyah mechusar maisa achar ksivaso. There should be no other act necessary after it had been written, ela nesinasa la, except for giving it to her. In other words, between writing and giving of the get, there should not have to be any other action. 7. V'shiyitnenu la, he must give it to his wife. 8. V'shiyitnenu la b'fnei edim, he must give it to her in the presence of witnesses. 9. V'shiyitnenu la b'toras gerushin, and that he gives it to her in the capacity of divorcing his wife. It should be given to her for the sake of divorce. And finally, the 10th condition, which is taken from the Torah, v'shiyiya habal oshlucho hushin osnula, that either the husband or his agent shall be the ones to give the get to the wife. Ushar hadvarim should be get, and all other matters that a get requires, kigon, for example, hazman, the date, v'chsimas ha'edim, the signature of the witnesses, ukiyotze bahen, or anything like them, hakol medivrei sofrim, are all based on rabbinic law. Only those 10 items which the Rambam listed before are based on the Torah. Beis, uminayin sha'asara dvarim elu min ha-Torah. How do we know that these 10 items are, in fact, biblical? And the Rambam will now cite the key verse in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy, from which we derive these 10 laws. Shenemar, as it is said in the book of Deuteronomy, V'haya imlo simsa chein b'einov, and if it will come to pass that she will not find favor in his eyes, v'gomer, and so on, v'kasav lo sefer krisus, and he writes for her a book of separation. V'nasan biyada, he places it in her hand. V'shilcha mibeso, and he sends her from his house. Now the Rambam dissects this verse. Im lo simtza chen bi'enov, the words, if she will not find favor in his eyes, melame teaches us, she'ena megarish ela bertzono, that he can only divorce, the divorce is only valid, in other words, only if he wishes the divorce, if he wants it, not against his will. V'im nizgar sheshelo b'rtzono, and if she was divorced against his will, eina migareshes, she is not divorced. Aval ha'isha misgareshes b'rtzono sheshelo b'rtzono, a woman could be divorced even against her will. And this, of course, is only as far as biblical law is concerned. However, Rabbeinu Gershom, about 1,000 years ago, banned divorcing a woman against her will. Gimel. The Torah further says in that verse, V'kasav, and he writes, Melamed, that teaches us, She'ena mizgareshes ela biksav, that she can only be divorced if it is in writing. The next word is la, to her, or for her, lishma. In other words, it has to be with her in mind. He's divorcing his wife and not anyone else. Then it says it should be Sefer Keresus, a book of separation, which teaches us, Davar HaKores Beino LeBeino. It must be something that separates, that cuts between the two of them, the husband and the wife. Shelo Yishayer Lo Aleha Rishus. He should not leave any jurisdiction over his wife after the divorce. V'im Adayim Lo Nichras Beino LeBeino. If he did not totally cut off his ties with her, Eino Migoreshes, she would not be divorced. Kimoshi is bar, as will be explained later on. Then the Torah says, V'nasan b'yada, he shall put it or place it in her hand. Melamed, that teaches us, She'ena mizgareshes ad she'inasan haget liyada, that she is not divorced until the get reaches or is placed in her hand, o liyad shlucha, or in the hands of her agent, shehu kiyada, that is the same as her own hand. O, it doesn't have to be her own hand or her agent's hand, it could be lachatzera, to her property, her yard, shahakol kiyada, all of these, whether it's her agent, or whether it's her property, is regarded just as her own hand, kimoshi yizbar, as will be explained later on. Then the Torah says, v'shilcha, he sends her, that teaches us, sheyiyi inyin haget, shehu hamashaleach osa, that the get should consist of the theme that he is the one who is sending her away, lo sheyishalach atzmo mimena, not that he sends himself away from her. If he would write in the divorce, in the get, that he is the one who is removing himself from his wife, that would not be valid. He has to remove her and not the reverse. Dalid. Ketzad. How does one write a get? Cause of law, if he writes in the get to her, Hareyat Mishuleches, you are sent away. Hareyat Mugareshes, you are divorced. Hareyat La'atzmech, you are to yourself. Hareyat Muteres L'chaladam, you are permitted to all other men. If he writes any of these formulas as the basis of the get, V'chol Kiyotza Bazeh Ho'inyin, or anything similar to this theme, Harezu Mugareshes, that would represent a valid formula for a get. The gufo shall get, the primary, the body of the get, is Hareyat Muteres L'chol Adam. You are permitted to all men. Aval, however, Im Kasavla Eini Bailech, if he wrote, I am not your husband. Eini Arusech, I am not your betrothed. Eini Ishech, I am not your husband. Any of these three formulas, which all say that he is not in the position of being his wife's husband, Ein Ze Get. That would not be a valid get, shenemar, because it says, v'shilcha, he sends her away, lo sheyishalach atzmo, not that he sends himself away from his wife. V'chein, and likewise, hakosev le'ishto, one who writes in the get to his wife, hareyat bas chorin, you are a free woman, eino get. It is also not a valid divorce, because the wife was never a servant, that the get should represent her being freed from her husband. Hey, Zeshinemar v'Torah v'shulcha mi'beiso, when the Torah says he shall send her from his house, Einin yano does not mean shlo yigmru gerusheha achateitze mi'beiso, that the divorce is not finalized until she actually leaves his home. Ella, however, what it means is mishiyagia haget liyada gamru gerusheha, as soon as the divorce reaches her hand, the divorce is final. V'afalpi she'adayin hi bebeiso, and even though she's still in his home, kimoshi yizbar, as will be explained later. Then why does the Torah say v'shilcha mibeiso? He shall send her from his house. Lo nema v'shilcha, ella, the only reason the Torah writes v'shilcha is she'im gerash v'lo hotziya mibeiso, that if a man divorces his wife, but he doesn't tell her to leave his house, she doesn't leave his house. It's like he divorced her, and then he returned her, as if he returned his divorcee. She will therefore need a second divorce, because by the virtue of the fact that he kept her in his home, we consider it as if he had married her again. Not that the first divorce was not valid, but then she needs a second divorce. Kimoshi is bar. This will also be explained later on. Vav. Uminayin shlo yiyeh mechusar maisa achar ksivaso. How do we know that there should be no other action necessary after the divorce is written, before it is delivered? Shenemar, because it says, v'kasav, he writes the divorce, v'nasan, and then he gives it. Mi she'eino mechusar eleksiva unesina. When is a get valid if it lacks nothing more than writing it and giving it? Hu haget hakasher, that is a valid get. Yatza, that excludes davar, situation, shemechusar ktitza, achar haksiva, where the get requires being cut off, chopped off from where it is attached after it is written. That means that if a get is written on such a surface that cannot be given without separating the get from that surface, it would not be valid. And the Rambam gives us an example. Lefichach, therefore, im kasav get al keren hapara, if a man writes a get on the horn of a cow, nosam lo es hapara, he can give her the whole cow, because then there is nothing lacking besides the writing of the get and the giving of the get. But v'im chatach hakeren achashekasav v'nasnula, if he cuts off the horn after he wrote it and then he gave it to her, ain't no get, that is not a get, because the get required something else besides writing and giving, the cutting off of the horn. V'chein, and likewise, im kasav v'mechubar, if he wrote the get on a surface that is attached to the ground, aval pi shechasmu bo ha'edim achar shetolsho, even though after he detached it from the ground he had the witnesses sign it, v'nasnula, and he gave it to her, eino get, it is likewise not a get, because when it was written it could not have been given without this detachment, another act that was necessary, and therefore that contradicts the Torah's saying v'kasav and v'nasan, nothing else, writing and giving. Zayin, ein kosvim b'mechubar afilo tofes haget. One should not write a get while it is attached to something, even if it is only the tofes of the get. A get is divided into two parts. One is called the toref, that is the substantive part of the get, and the other is the tofes, the more formal part of the get, which is not as important. The get in its entirety cannot be written while it is attached to the ground. Even the tofes, even the less substantive part, that which is the more formal part, that should also not be written attached to the ground. Kasav hatofes b'mechuber, if one wrote the tofes, the formal part of the get, while it was attached, v'tolsho, and then detached it, v'achar kach, and afterwards, kasav shem ho'ish, then he wrote the toref, the substantive part, which is the name of the man, v'shem ho'isha, the name of the woman, v'hazman, and the date, and the words, v'harei at muteris l'chol adam, and you are permitted to every man, v'chosmo, and then he signed it, he had it signed by two witnesses, v'nasnula, and then he gave it to her, kasher, it is an acceptable get. In other words, although it is not proper to write a get while it is attached to the ground, even the tofes, if it had been done so, and detached before the substantive part of the get written, it is b'dieved, in other words, after the fact, it is kosher. Ches, kasav kol haget al ola hazarua ba'atitz nakuv. If the entire get was written on a leaf that was planted in a flower pot which had a hole in it, aval pisha nasala ha'atitz kulo, even though he gave his wife the entire flower pot without detaching anything, haget pasul, the get is nevertheless invalid. Why? He gave her the whole thing. Because the rabbis were afraid that he might cut the leaf off and then give it to her, so they disqualified the entire atzitz, the entire flower pot, for a get. Aval kosev hu al cherso shel atzitz, he may take a little broken piece of the flower pot and write the get on that, v'nosna lo, and then give it to her. Tes. U'minayin she'eino nosna lo ela b'toras gerushin. The Rambam refers back to the requirement we had before, that he has to give it to her as a get, and not for any other thing. How do we know that? Where does it say that in the Torah? Shenemar, as it says, Sefer Krisus, a book of separation, v'nasan biyada, and he puts it in her hand. And the two parts of the verse together teach us, sheyitein oso b'torah sefer krisus, that he must give it to her in the law of a book of separation, meaning he has to give it to her for the sake of a get. Alveim nasn lo b'torah shehu shtar chov, but if he gave it to her thinking that this is a debt that he's repaying, o mezuzah, or he's giving it to her with the assumption that it is a mezuzah, o shenasna biyada, or he puts it in her hand, v'hi yeshena, and she's sleeping, unu'ura, and awake. In other words, she is not fully asleep or not fully awake and not aware of what it is that he's giving her. Varihu biyada, now the get is in her hands. Ain't no get, it's not a get, because he didn't give it to her as a get. He gave it to her for some other purpose, or she never recognized that it was a get. V'im amula achar kach harehu giteich, but if after she had awakened, he tells her, this is your get, he makes it clear that it is a get, hareza get, then it is valid, it would be a get. Yud. Omar le'edim, a man says to witnesses, we're talking about, of course, two witnesses, which is the requirement for a get. Re'u getch ani nosin lo, see this get that I'm giving her, b'chaz av amar lo, and then afterwards he says to her, Kansi shtar chov ze. Here, take this IOU, this promissory note. Harei ze kosher. It is a valid get. Even though when he gives it to her, he doesn't describe it as a get, it is still valid. Shaharei hodia es ha'edim shenasna b'toras gerushin, because he had notified the witnesses that he is giving it as a divorce. V'zeh she'omol ha'shtar chov, and the reason why he said he's giving her a shtar chov, a promissory note, because he's ashamed of her. He's ashamed to say openly that he's giving her a get. Yud Aleph, Hamigarish, one who divorces, Tzarach Sheyomer Lo, he has to say to her, Kishayitin Lo HaGet, when he gives her the get, Hareza Giteich, behold, this is your get, Ohu Giteich, or this is your get, Ukayotza Baza, or anything similar to that. Ve'im Nasan Beyada Velo Omar Klum, but if he puts it in her hand and he says nothing, Hareza Pasul, it is invalid. Bamed Dvarim Amurim, however the Rambam says, when is the foregoing true? Bishalohaya Medaber Ima Al Iske Gita, if he had not first spoken to her concerning a divorce. Avla Imhaya Medaber Ima Al Iske Gita, but if he had spoken to her earlier concerning the divorce, Vinata Haget, and then he takes the bill of divorce. V'nasan biyada, and he puts it in her hand, v'lo amar klum, without saying anything, hareza get kosher, that is a kosher get, because since he had spoken to her about the get beforehand, it is obvious that that which he is giving is for the sake of a get. There's no need for him to specify, since he had spoken about it beforehand. Yud beis, get shehayimunach al ha'aretz, a get was laying on the ground, v'amar lo, and the husband says to his wife, Tili giteich mi'algabi karka, take your divorce, your get, from the ground. Vinot loso, and she took it. O shehaya kosher al yado, or the get was tied to his hand, o al yarecha, or to his leg. Vishal faso mimenu, and she took it, removed it from him. Apal pi sha'amala, even though he told her acha shabal yada after it came to her hand, harehu giteich, this is your divorce. Eino get. It is not a valid get. Why not? She has the get in her hand. He said to her, this is your get. Shenema, because it says, V'nasan biyada, he should put the get in her hand. Lo shatikach hi me'atzma, not that she herself takes it. V'hare lo nasan lo, lo hu v'lo shlucho. And here, neither he nor his agent had given her the get. She was the one who took it from him, or took it from the floor. Aval im hirkin la begufo, but if he bends his body, he tilts his body, and the get is on his body. Ohita yada, or he tilted his hand, ad sheshofa haget mi'alav, until she's able to pull the get from off of the husband. V'amrla, and he also says to her, hareza gitesh, behold, this is your divorce, hareza get, then it would be valid because he actually gave it to her, he assisted in giving it to her. Yud gimel, menayin sheyitnerla b'fnei edim, how do we know that he has to give it to her in the presence of witnesses? Harehu omer, because it says, and this is a different verse, not the one that he was referring to before, al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yakum davar, according to the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses shall the matter be substantiated. And this, the Rambam is going to explain, applies to divorce as well. And this is the logic. V'i'ef sheshetia zuha yom erva, it is impossible to conceive that today this woman shall be an erva, a forbidden relationship. V'haba aleha b'misas bezdin, and those who have relations with her will incur the death penalty by the hands of court. U'lemachar tia muteres below edim, and tomorrow she shall be permissible without going through a procedure that involves witnesses? That's inconceivable. L'fichach, therefore, im nasal get beino lebeino, if he gives her the divorce in privacy, v'afilu be'ed echad eino get klal, even if there's one witness, it's not a valid get. It is utterly worthless. Yudal, v'med varma murim, when is the foregoing true? B'shahayu haget b'ksav yidei sofer, when the get was written by a scribe. Al im kasav habal haget b'ksav yado, if the husband wrote the get with his own handwriting. V'chasam alav eid echad, and then he had one witness sign it. V'nas nula, and he gave it to her. Hareza get pasul, now the get is only invalid because of rabbinical restrictions. Tezvav, takanas chachamim hi, there's a rabbinical enactment. Sheyiyu ha'edim chosman al haget, that witnesses should sign the divorce. Shema yishema yitin la get b'fnei shnayim, lest he gives her the get in the presence of two witnesses. V'yemusa, and they shall die. V'nimtza haget shebiyada kicheres mecharsei adama, and the get in her hands is just like a piece of pottery. It has no value. Shaharei ein bo edim, there are no witnesses signed on it. L'fichach tiknu, that's why the rabbis enacted sheyidu mitocha, the witnesses should testify from within. V'yavu pishah ha'edim b'tocha, but nevertheless, even though the witnesses are signed, nosan alav b'fnei shnayim, he should still give it to her in the presence of two. Bein osan ha'edim hachsumim alav, bein b'fnei shnayim machedim. It makes no difference whether they're the same witnesses or others. She'ikar ha'gerushin b'edim mesira, because the primary force of gerushin, of divorce, is through the witnesses that see the giving of the get. Tezayin, chasma bo shnayim, if he had two witnesses signed the get, v'avar, and he violated, v'nas mula beino lebeino, and he gave it to her in privacy without witnesses, o shenimtzu edim mesira psulin, or the witnesses that saw the get being delivered are invalid, hareza kosher, the get is still valid. Hoel ve'edim shabok shaden, since the witnesses that are signed in the get are kosher, v'harei haget yotze mitachas yada, and the get happens to be produced by the wife, it is as if we had witnesses witnessing the giving of the get. V'yesha horim min ha-ga'onim shehu pasul, there were some of the ga'onim who ruled that it is invalid. Yud zayin, hayu edav mitocha psulin, if the witnesses that are signed in the get are invalid, afilu echad pasul v'echad kosher, even if only one is invalid, v'nasim lo b'fnei shnei edim ksherim, however he gave her the get in the presence of two kosher witnesses, hareze pasul, it is invalid, it is worse than having no witnesses at all, shenimtze kemezuyif mitocho, because the falseness is realized from within. Yudches, hirchekes edim min aksav moli shtei shitin pasul, if the witnesses signed two full lines beneath the text, it is invalid. V'kama yachik yisa'edim in aksav, how far should the witnesses go and sign beneath the text? Pachos mechdei shtei shitin, less than two lines, k'dei shiyu nikrayin imo, so that we can read the witnesses' signature with the get. B'med varma murim, when is this true? B'shahaya haget yotim etachas yada v'lo haya sham edim mesira, when she produces the get, and there were no witnesses that saw the giving of the get. Al'im masal ob'edim, if he gave her the get in the presence of witnesses. Afa pishahein murchakim harbe, even though they signed way beneath the text, v'eini krayin imo, when they can't be read with the text. V'afa pishahein chasam olav eid klal, or there are no witnesses signed at all. Hareza kosher, it is kosher. And the Rambam reiterates the reason that he said before, she'ikar hagerishin be'eidah mesira, because the get is primarily enacted through the witnesses that see the giving of the get. Yutes, v'eidim shenosim haget b'fneim, tzrichen likroso v'achar kach yitnen Allah. The witnesses that see the giving of the get must read it, and then they give it to the husband to give to the wife. Im nasna lo b'fneihem tchila, and if he gave the get to her in their presence first. Chozen mikorino, so they have to read it. Acher shenasin lo, after he gave the get. Karuhu, if they read the get, vuhu biyad habal or biyad shlucho, and it was in the hands of the husband or the hands of his agent. Vehichziruhu lo, and the witnesses returned the get to the husband. Vechazarhu, and he then vehichnisa l'toch yado, he then put it back into his hand and concealed it. Vinasnu lo, and then he gave it to his wife. Chozer vikorino, so they should read it again. Chav lo karu, if they did not read it again. Ela natlasa, she took it vizakasa l'yam or l'eish and threw it into the sea or to the fire. Hareza mugareshes, she's still considered divorced. Ho vikaru tchila, since they read it initially, ein choshishin lo shehichlifa, we're not afraid that he had exchanged it. V'lo od, not only that, ela afilo amar habal shtar achar haya, even if the husband says it was another document, v'lo haya haget shekaresam, and it's not the same divorce that you read, eino nemen, we don't believe the husband, v'harezu mugareshes, she is divorced. Chaf alef, hareish lo kara haget b'tchila, if they didn't read the get initially, v'nasam lo haget b'fneihem, and he gave her the get in their presence, vizakasala or aliyam, and then she threw it into the fire or to the sea. Afa pisha habal omer get kasher haya, even though the husband says it was a valid get, harezu safik mugareshes, it is considered a doubtful case whether she is divorced or not. Chavei zarek lo haget l'chatzera l'bein hachavios b'fnei edim, if he threw the divorce into her yard, and the get was thrown among barrels, and it was in the presence of witnesses. Ubikshu umatzu mezuzah oshtar acher, and they looked and they found either a mezuzah or another document, not the get. Ein choshishin lo, we don't consider the get valid. Shezeh haninza hu shazarak, we assume that that which was found was that which he had thrown there, and it was not a get. However, ninsu sham shtayim shalosh mezuzos oshtaros, if they found two or three mezuzos or documents, choshishin, then we are afraid. Shema get shezaragar ruach barim, perhaps the get that he had thrown were dragged away by mice. Vaharezu safik mugareshes, and this is a doubtful case of gerushin, of divorce. Chav gimel ha'edim shechosim ala get tzrichim liyosim yodim likros v'lachtom, the witnesses that signed the divorce must know how to read and to sign. Im einam yodim likros, if they can't read, karim b'fneim, we read the get to them, v'hein chosim, then they sign. V'hushi yakiru lashon haget, they must at least know what language the get is written. V'im einam yodim lachtom, if they don't know how to sign, roshim lehem hanayar b'roik, ukiyaitze bay medavar she'ein rishumim miskayim, we then make a mark, we make an outline of the signature with a type of liquid, such as saliva or anything else that does not last. V'hein kosim al haroshim, and they write on this mark, on this outline. V'ein osim kein b'shar shtaros, this is not done with any other documents. Kal hu shehekilu begitei nashim, it's a leniency that is applied only to divorces. Kedei shelo yiyu benos Yisrael agunos, so the Jewish daughter should not remain agunos, women who cannot remarry because they cannot obtain a kosher get. Ho v'chsimos ha'edim beget medivrayim, since the very enactment of witnesses signing on a get is only of rabbinical nature, k'mo shebi'aron, as we explained, they were therefore lenient. Chavdal, alpha pishachsimos ha'edim beget medivrayim, even though it's only a rabbinical enactment to sign a divorce, heskinu sheyehei ha'edim mefarshish mosein beget, they nevertheless enacted that the witnesses should specify their names, not to just use some type of a mark that would symbolize their names. They also enacted that the witnesses of a get should sign one in the presence of the other. If they signed one not in the presence of the other, it is an invalid get. The sages enacted that you should write the time and also the place where the get is written, like other documents. Shematia ishto kravaso, the reason for the time is that lest his wife might be a relative of his, such as a niece, v'tizna k'shehi tachna, and she will commit adultery, v'yichtav lo get achar haznus, and he will write her a get after the adultery, v'yitin lo, and give it to her, v'im lo yiyabozman, if there's no date in the get, yicholo loma, she could say, kodem haznus nisgarashki, I was divorced before I committed adultery, l'ficha tiknuzman b'kitin, that's why they made an enactment that there should be a date in the get that she could not get away from the death penalty. A divorce with witnesses without a date, or shahayim mugdim or meucher, or was predated or postdated, or shenichta biyomen echtem balayla shalachrav, or was written by day and signed the next night, even though they're still engaged in the divorce,
Or
the get was written in Yerushalayim, v'tov akasa b'ludah. By mistake, they wrote lud. Kol elu psula, they're all invalid. Achi chasm b'ovizman ksivas, b'mokin ksivas, until it is signed in the time it was written and in the place it was written. Chavav, chatm chmen hazman, if they cut the date off the get, v'nasal la'adeh, and he gave it to her. Oshal akasiv sham hayom. He didn't write the exact day. Elu b'shabas b'shon oshniya m'chodesh ploni. He just wrote the first or second week of a particular month. Oh, he wrote b'chodesh ploni, a particular month, or b'shana plonis, a particular year. V'lo hiska ha'chodesh. He didn't even mention which month it is. Afilu kasa b'shvua ploni. He even only wrote which sabbatical cycle it was kosher. It's still valid. V'chenim kasa b'hayom gerashtia kosher. Even if he writes, I divorced her today, it is valid. Shemashmo hayom hazesh yatsa b'hoget. It means the day which the get was given. Chav Zayin. V'chein tiknu, our rabbis also enacted, she'heimoinem begitnu l'malchus osa hazman v'shem sholem malchus. They should count the date according to the time that that government came to power because of peace. Kosel b'shem malchus she'enu malchus osa hamandina, if they wrote according to a different government, or l'binyan habayis, or l'churban habayis, or to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or the date since the destruction of the temple, im darachan she'osa malchum limnos bo, if that's the custom, hareza kosher. It is valid. V'im ein darachan limnos bo, if that's not the custom to write those dates, hareza posel, it is invalid. V'kvar noga kol yisrael limnos be Gidden, Ola Yitzira, Ola Malchus, Alexander, Smogdom, Shuminyan, Shtaris. The custom is to either write the date since creation or the date since Alexander the Great came to power. That is the normal date in all documents. In Kassel, Bashem Malchus, also Zman, Bemdina, Shiyesh, Barashus, also Malchus. If you wrote to a government that has jurisdiction in your country, Harizah Kosher, it is valid. Chavches. Omer, Lishnaim, Kisuv, Chism, Vitnu, Getli, Ishti. If someone says, write or, and sign and give it, get to my wife, in Asachar, Hadal, Yaman, Mashnan, and it was delayed for many days or years, or for some